Another factor which may govern a buying decision of the ethical consumer is the country of origin of a product. During the 1980s, the anti-apartheid campaigners around the world launched a huge publicity campaign against imported products from South Africa. The campaign was not only directed against the South African firms, but also against firms who stocked their products in Europe and America especially. The aim of the anti-apartheid movement in this campaign was to show the small man on the street that he could in some way help to change the system. Ethical consumers started to boycott stores stocking South African goods, and quite soon it became clear to these stores that they had to change their policies. A movement like this, started out by an organization, but carried out by individual consumers, shows the power of the ethical consumer. The ethical consumer is now beginning to question issues which were for a long time taken for granted. Lobby groups have developed in many Western economies to combat business, and specifically advertising practices, which are seen to be unethical. For example, lobby groups have succeeded in America and in the European community in forcing governments to cut back and control advertising of damaging products. Up until the late 1970s, tobacco and cigarette advertisements were still allowed on television. This has now been banned. Increased awareness of the health risks attached to smoking have meant that ads for cigarettes now only appear in the print media and in cinemas. The ways in which smoking is advertised in the print media have also been controlled. For example, companies are not allowed to use kids in their ads, and all ads must be accompanied by a government health warning. As the power of the ethical consumers has grown, the whole social acceptability of alcohol has come into question. People are beginning to realize that alcohol is in fact a very strong drug with highly addictive qualities, even though it is legal. The growing social conscience of the average man on the street can also be noticed when we see how many people are now opposed to nuclear power production,